Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call. Ken, please be on call, and I'll be standing by. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to welcome all of you to IRC Limited, Hong Kong Stock Code number 1029, 2017 full year results conference call. With us today are our CEO, Mr. Yuri Makarov, and CFO, Mr. Danina Kodirov, and Company Secretary and Corporate Controller, Mr. Johnny Yun. At this time, all participants are in the listen-only mode. A brief question and answer section, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Announcements and PowerPoint slides we'll be using for this call have been uploaded, and you can download the documents from our website, www.irc-group.com.hk. 2017年货香港交易所股票编号1029，2017年全年业绩电话会议，今日公司出席的代表包括我有我们的首席执行官 Yuri Makarov 和首席财务官 Danina Kadyarov， 以及我们的公司秘书和财务总监袁兆章先生。 出席嘉宾暂时会预设为一个聆听的模式，咁喺我哋管理层正式报告完毕之后，我哋会设有一个答问时间，咁欢迎大家用英文、国语或者广东话发问。另外提醒大家，我哋个会议正在进行紧录音，以及会议使用嘅公告咧同埋演讲稿咧已经上载喺我哋嘅公司网站 www.ircgroup.com.hk， 欢迎大家下载。我而家咧有请我哋嘅 CEO Mr. Makarov 为我哋主持呢个会议。 It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to our CEO, Mr. Makarov. Mr. Makarov, you may start now.
Thank you, Ken. And good morning, good afternoon, actually, at the Hong Kong, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very pleased to report that the full year results are very positive for the company. Our 2017 production capacity was at about 50%, and now at the beginning of this year it's about 70% and keep increasing. Our sale volumes and revenues are much higher than they were last year, more than six times in volumes. Our achieved selling price doubled to $70 per ton, and the year before it was around $39. We have increased decreased the amount of cash costs, and we have decreased the admin costs. Danila will later give you more details on the figures, but generally, I should admit that we are very pleased with the performance of the site team and the performance of the site itself. Unfortunately, we still have some issues with drying unit, which were restricting our performance recently. There were some other restrictions which we are also dealing with, and we believe that later this year we will reach our full production. I think that later on, if somebody will have questions, we can pass through our operations and give you more details on what's going on there. And apart from that, I'm happy to hand over to Danila, who will pass us through the financial figures. Danila, please.
Thank you, Yura. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a quick update about the financial results of IRC Group over the last year. Can you please look at the slide number 9? Here you can see the main numbers in relation to the operational results of the group. As you can see, the main figures here is that the amount of the revenue has significantly increased. If we look at the last year and the year 2016, the obvious reason is that KNS mine was put into commercial operations at the beginning of the last year. The numbers here that you can see in the year 16, they relate to operations of Kuranik mine, which is currently is on current maintenance. Okay, as you can see that you can see here also the numbers in relation to the price that we have realized on KNS and the cost of KNS. I shall note that the cost that we previously reported in relation to KNS was around $52 a ton. That was reported during our internal our report in the middle of the last year. So the full year cost is $48 a ton, which reflects that in H2 of the last year decreased. And as Yuri mentioned already, last year the average capacity of operation was about like half of the full. KNS is moving to a full capacity of operations later this year. We are going to work on further decreasing of the costs. So as you can see here also, the underlying result of the group is a positive, so it's a profit of 113 million US, which is the record profit in the history of RC. As you can see, the majority of this profit relates to the reversal of the previously recognized write-off of the assets in relation to KNS, which is the good news because it reflects that the economics of KNS projects are quite strong. And it reflects also the improvement in the prices and the outlook on the price of iron ore, and also reflects the de-risking of the KNS as it is at this moment of time in operations already. As was okay mentioned earlier, the number that we have to you have to note is the EBITDA generated by KNS, which is roughly 32 million US. And I again want to draw the attention that the average capacity of the mine was only half of the course of the last year. And as the mine is moving to a full capacity operations, we expect, of course, that this number is going to increase. On the next slide, you can see the major highlights of the balance sheet of the group. There is no significant changes apart from the increase in fixed assets of the group as a result of the reversal of the write-off and a minor decrease in the loan, which reflects the repayment of the loan of ICBC. We shall note as well that with the reversal of the write-off, our net assets of the group increased. And as you can see, the total net assets of the group at the end of the last year was around 251 million US. And if you look at the current capitalization of the group, which is significantly lower than the net value of the assets, which basically reflects that the true value of the true value of the company is undervalued. amount of time, which unfortunate, of course, although we hope that at some moment of time our investors will appreciate the true value of KNS. Next slide, you can see the short snapshot on the cash flows of the group. So as you can see, the total cash, the net cash generated by the operation of the group amounted to roughly 22 million US, the cash flow from its operations, and it was largely used to the a repayment of the interest of ICBC. As you can see, there was also was quite significant amount of cash, 4 million US, which was related to the fees in relation to the waiver of ICBC and the bridge loans which were received at the end of the year 16, which were repaid at the beginning of the last year. And I shall note that these are the one-off expenses, so these are not recurring expenses. 22 million repayment of the bank borrowings relates to the repayment of the bridge loans, which was together with the waiver of ICBC. So the resulting cash balance was 11 million at the end of the last year. And the next slide, you can see the snapshot of the liquidity. And the remaining portion of ICBC loan remains unchanged because, as we advised previously, last year we had the waiver of the repayment of the principal from the ICBC bank. So I'm not going to repeat the next slide. This I'm sure you're aware about the movements in the price of iron ore, and I can just only note that we are very fortunate that we are the producers of the high-grade ore, because it's clear that there is a significant amount of the premium between between the benchmark iron ore index of 62 and high-grade. At this moment of time, this premium is about $18 a ton. And if you look at the slide which we're providing here, it shows that this trend is it remains. So I think this is this major information about our annual results, and I'm going to be happy to answer any questions during Q&A. I think that's all on my side. I can we hand it over to you, Rebecca.
Thank you, Danilo, for your update on figures. And I am happy to answer on our operation slides if somebody will have questions. But what I would like to attract attention is that at the end of our presentation, there are some pictures of the construction of the bridge. This bridge will also help us enormously when it will be commissioned. If somebody will have some questions about bridge as well, we also will answer them. So I think we now can switch to the Q&A session.
Thank you, sir. We will now poll for a question. If you'd like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star one. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star one on your telephone touchpad. Thank you. Okay, our first question comes from Rahul from JP Morgan in London. Thank you.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the presentation. I missed part of it, so maybe some of this has been addressed before. But on Nexstim for 2018, can you give some guidance on how much CapEx you expect to spend now that KNS ramp up is almost complete?
Daniela, can you answer, please?
Yes, of course, Yura. Thank you, Rahul. I can update you. We mentioned earlier, there are some works that we are still doing on KNS, which mainly relates to the rectification of some of the remaining issues. And we also doing the minor works on the infrastructure of KNS, like we are finishing the works on the electrification of the railway, which will also improve the logistics of the project. Although, because we are doing this over the last 1.5 years, the amount of the cost is quite small. So in a total, we expect that the amount of the CapEx I shall be around the number which we spent over the course of the last year. It shall not be significantly more than this amount. So, in answering your question, because we are not allowed to disclose the exact number, we believe that in terms of the project and group economics, the amount of the CapEx is not material.
Okay, perfect. And then just a few more questions. On the ICBC loan, you were alluding to it towards the end, but so there is an around 29.5 million loan amortization payment for end of June. And based on the current cash balance and EBITDA generation, it seems like that might be tough. So what is the, is there a plan to address the loan repayment before the June date?
Yes, exactly. You're completely right in noting this. And as we have noted in our announcement, we are currently working on this. Management is fully aware about this, and we are at this moment of time in the advanced stage of a discussion about refinancing or restructuring of the current schedule of the ICBC. With ICBC and with a number of other institutions, and we hope that these discussions are going to be resolved in advance of June, of course. We are going to inform the investors in due course about the progress.
Okay, perfect. Do you think for the new restructured loan, would you still require a guarantee from a parent, Petropavlovsk?
Cannot give any comment on this at this moment of time. Although obviously, because we're discussing this with ICBC in particular, and it's too early to give any conclusions about this.
Okay, perfect. And then in the financial statements, you also said that you're going to hedge some of the iron ore prices and ruble and the ruble dollar price. Can you please tell us what pricing have you hedged at, and how much percentage of your production have you hedged?
I cannot give you the exact information at this time because the majority of this relates to this year.
Okay.
Although I can just give you the feedback that, yes, obviously you know the structure of the forward market on iron ore, and in the long run, it's really difficult to do any effective hedging of the prices. Although we have used the opportunity to do hedging of a certain amounts using the uprising in the price of iron ore, and we believe that this is going to have a positive effect. But more information will be available when we're going to do the accounts this year. But generally, yes, we did some volumes of hedging of both ruble exchange rate and iron ore price.
Thank you. And my last question is just on the KNS ramp-up. It is currently operating at 70%, as you said, but do you have any guidance on when you can reach full capacity?
I guess we replied on this question already. Yes, again, I'm sorry, we cannot give you the exact outlooks. Although the aim that we have is that as we're resolving all the problems which remains, we are relying that the KNS shall reach full capacity operations later this year.
Okay. The drying unit is still a problem, or has the drying unit issues been fixed?
Drying unit is in operation at the moment, and you cannot really fix the problems with it until you put it on maintenance.
Okay.
In accordance with the plan, in accordance with the temperatures in the region, which are usual, the drying unit will be no longer required in a couple of weeks, and after that, the plan of the company is to begin to resolve the problems. And the plan is that during the summer of this year, the remaining problems with drying unit will be resolved.
Perfect. Thank you very much for all your answers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1 on your telephone touchpad. We have a following question come from Rahul. Thank you. Sir, please go ahead. Rahul, you can go ahead with your following question.
Hi, sorry. Since there are no other questions, I thought I could ask one more. On the bridge, is that something that you expect to be completed in 2018?
I will answer, Rahul. This is Yuri. According to the last unofficial information from the local media, which are reflecting some rumors from the construction site. People who are building bridge, and they are talking about a couple of months delay of the construction. That means that yes, this year it should be finished. Sorry.
Okay. And last time when you reported there were problems with the trains in Russia because there was because of the snow or something, I think. Has that all been resolved, and you're not facing any capacity constraints because of the railway system?
Currently, there are no restraints, but from time to time, there happen some. For example, in February, because of the Chinese New Year, there was a restriction for a couple of days because the Chinese side were not offloading wagons which were delivered to China as quick as it should be to let them come back to Russia in a proper time. So for a couple of days we've been restricted only for one train a day, but then it was normalized. It can happen from time to time, but now it's not an issue, and in any case, it's not a normal situation. It's a reflection of some problems somewhere between us and our Chinese clients.
Yes. Okay. Perfect, Yuri. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1. Thank you. There seems to be no further question at this point in time. Would you like to wrap up, sir?
Yes. If there's no more questions, we are now ending the meeting here. And thank you, everyone, for joining the call today. We appreciate your time. If anyone has any questions, please feel free to contact us at any time. Contact details can refer to our corporate website, www.irlcgroup.com.hk. With that, thank you and have a great day.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Thank you for your participation. This concludes your conference. Thank you.